Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This is a unique podcast today. I need to speak with you about something important as you listen to God Is. I will give you the bottom line up front, then explain. I need to hear from you. If you listen to God Is, then I am asking you to please do two things. First, write to me and tell me you listen and include what country you listen. I would like to receive your email this month. This address will be repeated, but I'll share this now off the top. My email, mark@godisministry.org. You spell my name, M-A-R-K. That's Mark with a K. So mark@godisministry.org. I have this text from the Bible on my mind and in my heart. I'm reading from the New Testament letter of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. And in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6, we read this. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. This is an intriguing statement by the apostle, and the context, if we move backwards in the text, the context is the times in which a spiritually mature Christian restores a Christian who has fallen into sin. The spiritually mature brother or sister is building up the less spiritually mature brother or sister. If you read, beginning at chapter 6 and verse 1, you will note the context. In fact, let me read Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Paul then outlines three responsibilities of the more mature believer. I want to be careful today, as always, to give you the proper context and not to take a verse out of context. That being said, the flavor of this verse will, I hope, be pleasing to your palate when you understand how I am applying it. Listen to Galatians 6:6 again. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. In our context, the one who is taught the word is you, and the one who teaches you is me. That's obvious, right? Here on God Is, I do the teaching and you do the learning. That is not to say that in another context, you would not be the teacher and I the one being taught. I am certain I could learn much from you. In fact, some of you are Bible teachers. But when you listen to this podcast, the one who has taught the word is you, and the one who teaches you is me. And what, according to Paul, is supposed to be the dynamic between us? We are to share all good things. And so we should ask, what are the good things? I believe the answer, again going back to context, are the spiritually and morally excellent things that we learn from God's word, the Bible. These are the good things we learn every day on this pod. You and I are to share in these things. Note, please, that the good things here are not material compensation. Good things could mean money, but that is not the sense here. Sometimes I have heard this verse used in the discussion of how much to pay a pastor. This verse is used in churches to encourage the congregation to pay their pastor or minister fairly. And while the Bible does address this, especially in other Pauline epistles, this verse in Galatians 6 should not be used as such. And this is part of why I like it and chose it. Friends, not one time on God Is have you heard me ask you for a financial donation to this ministry. I have never done so, and I am not about to start now. I am self-funding this ministry because I believe deeply in teaching God's Word here online. I still believe there are countless numbers of people that desperately need to hear the truth of the Word of God on a daily basis. Whether they acknowledge it or not, they need the good news of the gospel, and or they, being Christians already, need to grow up, mature in their understanding of what God means by what God says in His Bible. I am passionate about learning, teaching, and applying the Word of God. If I were to raise money, then I would be taking precious minutes away from the Bible teaching each day. Second, I want you to understand that I am not motivated by money. I have the credibility to say it like it is, to teach my interpretation of the Scripture without wondering how this might affect donors or donations. Third, I believe wholeheartedly that God always provides financially for that which He directs and blesses. If the Holy Spirit sees fit to prompt a listener to give money to God is, then money will be given. Sometimes that happens, but I do not prompt it or control it. God does. A caution is needed here. By saying what I just said, by briefly outlining these three reasons for why I do not solicit donations, I am not saying that those other podcast ministries who do ask you to support them, I am not saying they are wrong or being unbiblical or unspiritual. Did you catch what I said? I am not judging them, nor am I advising you against listening to them and giving generously to them. All I am saying is that's not what I do here and why I do not. However, and now we're coming around to my main point, I am asking you to please write to me. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. I am asking you to share in at least these two good things. Communicate to me and let me know you are out there, you are listening, in what country you listen. To respond positively to my invitation, here is literally all you have to do. I am making this very easy for you. Ready? Send an email to mark@godisministry.org and tell me you listen and in what country you listen. If you say more, I'll be extra blessed. If that is all you say, I'll be blessed. The second thing I kindly ask is that on whatever platform you get this podcast, please subscribe, like, rate, and leave a review. This is crucial if we are to know our listeners and if we are to expand the listenership. Each podcast platform gives you the opportunity to subscribe, like, rate, and leave a review, and I hope you will do so soon. My friend, I need to hear from you, and this is the best way to do so. I won't beg you or keep asking you this day after day. Tomorrow, I am very eager to get back to biblical theology in a brand new series with the title, God is Near. We will be talking about the nearness of God, His omnipresence in our lives. I just needed to take this one day to invite you to share in all good things with me. If you listen, if you have found some encouragement here, if you have been helped in understanding and applying God's Word to your life, if you feel well taught, instructed, loved, and prayed for by me, will you reach out to me? Do not delay. Write today, then subscribe, like, rate, and leave a review. I know you are busy. I know that probably many times you have thought, I should write. But then the podcast ends and you get whisked away with the demands of everyday life. I also know that by far the majority of people listening to podcasts never write to say they listen. But that does not mean they aren't there, even very faithfully. Well, you might even think the number of downloads should tell you that. okay, I get a number, but I do not get a person, an individual like you that I care about. So this is why I'm encouraging you to write to me now. You know, one time I had this manager of a Christian radio station who knows podcasting say to me, "Pastor Mark, the reason listeners do not write to you is because you do not ask them for money. If you ask for donations and send them a gift in return, they will write." But frankly, friends, while he may be right, I believe differently about you. I choose to believe that you do not need me soliciting funds from you, and you do not need me to send you gifts in the mail for you to write and offer me some encouragement. I believe that all you need is for me to invite your email, and you will send it, to invite you to subscribe, like, rate, and leave a review, and you will do it. So, will you prove me right? Galatians 6:6. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. So let's have fellowship. Let's share in these good things, and let's have a correspondence with one another. And then join us again tomorrow as we continue to discover the God who is near.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.